Latest word from Harborview Medical Center is that only one of the victims of Thursday's Aurora Bridge crash remains in critical condition in intensive care at this hour. Spokeswoman Susan Gregg says 11 others remain in intensive care, but all of their conditions are listed as serious now. Three others are still hospitalized there, but not in intensive care. There are also two people in intensive care at the UW Medical Center. Other less seriously hurt victims were taken to other Seattle area hospitals. The National Transportation Safety Board is taking over the investigation of the crash today. It involved a Ride the Ducks duck boat, a charter bus from North Seattle College, and a couple other vehicles. Four people died at the scene. All of them were in the international program at North Seattle College. And Monday is the first day of school there. The students from the international program will have a lot more than school on their minds, as KUOW's Joshua McNichols reports. They'll be thinking about the four students who died.
International students at North Seattle College get close, fast. Max Putra and Jeffrey Tung just met for the first time on Monday. Putra is from Indonesia and Tung is from Taiwan. Putra was scheduled to be on that bus, the one that crashed. Tung tells his friend when he heard the news, he was distraught.
And I keep on messaging you, and then no reply. Everybody's worried sick, even our instructor. Even he was calling you, and nobody can find you.
Putra had decided to skip the field trip and sleep in.
I don't really check my phone every 5 minutes, so when I checked, I replied as fast as possible.
The event has made some students afraid. Dejaya Chen is a student from China.
We need to pay more attention on the safety of the students.
That's an idea that's probably going through the minds of the parents of these students. Dean Kusha works for the college. He hopes those people understand their kids are safe here. He says this could have happened anywhere.
I don't want them to think that Seattle is a bad place because of this.
The college has set up a hotline to deal with questions from families here and around the world. It's 206-934-3672. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.